Jackie Rodriguez, and this is Friends with Friends, a podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time, and I am here with my friends, Jason.
Hello, I'm one of the OGs.
The OGs, and Vanessa.
And I'm the newbie. I started watching during quarantine, and I'm still watching during quarantine.
Quarantine's still happening. Oh, gosh.
This is fun, though. We're into season four now.
Yeah, season four. So this is the 77th episode, the one with the ballroom dancing, season four, episode four. It premiered October 16th, 1997, with 24.31 million viewers. Jason, tell us what happened.
All right. So Mr. Trigger makes Rachel cry over the garbage chute, and Joey stands up for her. But then that turns out to be a problem because he was going to kick them out because they're illegally staying there. And in return, he decides he will help Mr. Trigger with his ballroom dancing, which is hilarious and very fun and all that. Phoebe gets a new client, things that she's very attracted to, but there's a twist there too. And Chandler tries to quit the gym, and that goes awry. And if any of you have ever tried to quit a gym, I can totally understand the story.
Yes.
Oh my god, the gym is a dilemma. And that was a great recap. Was that ad-lib? Wow.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
Now that Adam gave us the insight, I don't know why we didn't realize this. Adam Chase gave us the insight. There's three storylines.
Yes.
In each episode, we know how to do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
The funny thing with that is, even before he said that, I started organizing my notes by the storylines. And I always noticed there was like, yeah, it's just easier to keep track of things that way, I guess. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, quitting the gym, like, so pre-quarantine, I wanted it. So my family has 24-hour fitness, backstory. We've had it since I was really young. My mom kind of lied about my age so we could get like the family plan. We still pay $90 for four people for 1 year.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
And even the people, like when we go to the gym or when I check in, they're like, oh, your bill is due. And, you know, I pay it. But they're like, we don't even see these bills anymore. Like, it's very rare when one comes across. And so I was also trying to join a studio, like just a Pilates studio or something like that. And I was like, well, if I go for their like free trial, I'm going to get haggled. So I don't think I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So every time, like, I want to do Orange Theory, just different gyms. Mm-hmm. And that was always stopping me, the whole sales pitch of the gym and, like, then trying to quit it.
Yeah. Well, for me, so I have – for me, when paying, a certain amount that's, like, a little low, like, with I did 24-hour fitness, like, 3 years ago, it was only $40 a month. So I'd be like, oh, it's only $40 a month, whatever. So I would never really go. And then during the pandemic, the first few months, I was like, I'm really not doing anything. I need to get something going. And then when they reopened Orange Theory with their regulations and outdoors and we wear masks and all that, I joined. And to be honest, it's $109 a month, but it keeps me accountable. So I've been steadily going for the past 2 months. But I will say that they didn't sell it to me like they did. Like, it was my friend who actually goes. And then when I just went, they said, how'd you like it? And I was like, cool, I want to join, because I really did enjoy it. And it's very rare for me to like a workout. I hate working out, but I like Orange Theory. So they didn't haggle me like, you know, Ross and Chandler did with this quitting the gym. So I sort of get it, sort of don't, you know. So.
Oh, no, this totally happened to me. There was a gym here in Hollywood, and when it opened, this was probably a long time ago. And they opened, and we actually got a station discount to go there, and I had a membership. No, this was years ago.
Oh, okay. I was like,
and then I decided I wasn't going anymore, and I tried to quit. I called them. I went to the website. I tried to do it. I had to go in person, show my ID. It literally took me like 4 months to get this gym membership canceled, and I was so furious. I'm like, I'm never joining another gym in my life. It was impossible.
Oh my gosh. That's the thing too. It's just like, it's a personal decision. They just need to lay off, you know?
Like, they need to lay off. I mean, that's the whole problem I have with memberships in general now, is because it's impossible to get out of it. It's impossible to get out of it. Then you have to give them like 3 months notice and think it's ridiculous. I had the same fight with Audible too. I could not get out of it too. And I threw a fit, and they were very good though. Uh-huh. And they actually refunded like 3 months of the service because.
Oh, good.
The problem I have with that is you couldn't really use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Just haggling in any, like, it's just it's a hassle. Like, no one wants to deal with it. No one has time to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't make it that hard, because I will never go back. I'm not going to say the name of the gym, but I will never go back there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I don't want to go because I don't want to get haggled.
I will never be a member of that gym.
Well, at least they did. Well, did they bring in like a sexy model like they did for her?
Just made it very difficult.
Maria,
and then very, Maria. Very difficult. But I do love that Ross goes down there to help him get out of it, and then he ends up getting
a membership.
And they did put the attractive woman in charge of memberships for canceling the memberships.
Yeah. So I know, and it's hard too, because if you don't like doing it, if you don't ever go, it's like, you are just wasting your money. But then when you do go, it's like, oh, you can have like, you actually do feel better after you work out. So it's like, it's funny that they do this take and they take it to that other level with it, with like the woman and everything. And then they even have to go to the bank now. They're not bank buddies anymore.
Oh my gosh. I had that experience as well at the bank. I was into getting another account, and it was horrible. It was when I had, you know, my first high school college job. So I wasn't making that much money. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh yeah, you still have a college account. Well, you're not really, you know, getting any interest or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I don't care. But there he was like sitting me down, and he's like, yeah, this bank account would be really good. You have to put a certain amount of money in your account every month. Mind you, I wasn't even making that much money in that account. And then like, he just signed me up, and then they started subtracting $30 every month.
Oh my
God. And I was like, no, like, stop. I don't. Yes. Because I guess I wasn't meeting, you know, the amount that was supposed to be in there. And so I canceled it. I was over it. I was just like, no, I don't want to be haggled. I don't want a joint checking account with anyone. Well, now I do, but
it's you're married, so it's different.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But I did love Ross's ideas. We'll just cut them off at the source. Go go to the bank and cancel your bank account. But that seems like a big hassle too. You gotta get everything new. But of course they didn't have the automatic pay, I guess, like we do now.
That's true. Yeah.
All the automatic draft from your, I don't know. We had direct deposit in the 90s.
Yeah. I don't remember either.
Anything to do with gyms, banks, even the cable company.
Yeah. And fees. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The fees. Cell phones too.
It's all a pyramid scheme. our economic welfare is all pyramid scheme. Sign up with this, you'll get this. I'm just like, but then we need all that stuff. We need a bank account, we need internet, we need like cable. Well, not cable, but we need internet. You know, most of us do. So
you need HLA.
Yeah. No, but you don't need a membership for that. You can buy an antenna and then just screw it in the back of your TV. That's what like everybody with the streaming, sorry, it's going to go off subject, but it's like everybody with streaming, they're like, I don't get like KTLA. I mean, you can just buy a $10 antenna and just screw it in the back of your TV. That's all you got to do.
That's true in most places. I live in a canyon, so I can't.
Yeah.
I haven't added an antenna. I don't know. I don't touch the cable, anything. I let my husband deal with
it. He's in charge of that.
Yeah, that's his thing.
That's funny. Anyway.
It's important to have division of labor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My goodness. That was a great storyline. Totally relatable. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thanks, friend.
Totally relatable. That's one of those things where I, like we've talked about before, they take a real life, you know this happened to somebody in the writer's room.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And they just took it and went with it and went even further with it. That's what I love about it. Getting into the mindset of the writers is just, that's actually my favorite thing about doing this podcast. Is thinking about how they came up with it and how they just kind of kept upping the ante.
Yeah, and it's all just things that are happening currently. Yeah,
totally. That's a fun thing about it. It's good for like storytelling in general. Is when you're telling the story, you just keep raising the stakes.
Keep going,
right?
Yes, and then we'll keep going. We're going to take a break after this. We'll talk about Joey and Mr. Trigger and their ballroom dancing.
It's like
be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, and we're back. So the episode started off with Rachel ended up crying because of Mr. Traeger, because she was trying to stuff pizza box down the chute and she was getting it stuck. And then Joey goes to defend her, and then Joey has to actually redeem himself and then ballroom dance with him, which is hilarious.
I liked it. I mean, this storyline also shows how loyal Joey is to his friends, because Rachel came really back loyal. Crying from the dumpster. Mm-hmm. Because Mr. Mm-hmm. Traeger made her cry, apparently. So mm-hmm. I love it. I'm starting to like Joey more and more. Because you see, he's such a good guy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, because when you don't talk about these episodes and go over it, like, you kind of just think he's just like a womanizer until you actually like think about like what he's doing and his actions. He's actually just like you said, loyal guy, you know? So it is. It's true. It's changing the perspective.
I love how the whole thing develops in the end scene where they're dancing on the roof.
That was my favorite part of the episode. Yes.
It's so great. And he's so into it. And it's one of the best things I've seen so far. It's just so
cute. Yeah, it's so sweet. And like, he's just so sweet and does that. And Adam Chase was the one who actually told us that this episode, at first, they were going to have Joey redeem himself by just doing like household chores or doing maintenance stuff with Mr. Traeger, because he's the maintenance manager of the building they live in. And so that's when like, oh no, so let's take it to another level, let's do ballroom dancing, you know. And because he's this big tough guy, and Mr. Traeger, remember Adam said Mr. Traeger was supposed to be this like this like manly man that comes in to like not be such a young show. So I don't mind the storyline at all. I thought it was
so love it. I thought it was great. And it also shows Traeger's has his own vulnerabilities and insecurities, because mm-hmm. he wants to dance with the other super, mm-hmm. but he's insecure about it. So it's good for both of them to learn their dances. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end, though, you do see the womanizer Joey come out when Mr. Traeger invites him to go to the ballroom with him. And what did he say? He was like, oh, she's bigger than you or something. I don't remember exactly.
She's my size. I think
she's my size. He was like, oh no, thank you.
You'll be with her because she's my size.
Yeah. No, thanks. And they also address, you know, the apartment, like with how they're getting away with living in such a big apartment in New York City.
Yeah, that was good that they bring that up again too.
Yeah, the illegal sublet.
Even the super knows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Totally. So and that was super sweet. I wonder how long they had to rehearse for that dance. So good. Yeah, Matt LeBlanc and the guy who plays Miss Trigger.
So. I liked it. And that lift that they did, it was almost like Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my gosh, I love Dancing with the Stars. Every Monday night, I'm watching Dancing with the Stars.
I'm a loyal fan. I've been, so it's great.
Yeah, didn't we go together?
Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sorry?
Matt LeBlanc should do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he should.
He would kill it. I think he would win the whole thing.
The funniest thing, though, is when Monica wants to dance with him, and they go, and he's like, I don't know how to lead.
Oh yeah! Oh, yeah. What he does is a little pot de beret. Yeah,
it's very cute, very cute for sure.
I really like it, and it's funny because they make fun of him because he's actually liking it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like rude. Let him do it. Like, it doesn't have to, like, guys are dancers too. It's okay.
I can't remember the episode where he had on his resume that he was a dancer and got there and he couldn't dance.
Oh, yes.
That was so funny.
He knows now.
But now he can at least ballroom dance. As long as he doesn't have to lead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's funny. And so what do you guys think of the storyline with Phoebe? I actually think it's a little creepy.
It's sort of a one-off. Like, it was just kind of like, it was, I don't know. It was a little strange because You hold yourself accountable and be proud of the job that you're doing. You wouldn't do anything to like jeopardize that, you know. And she kind of does, and so it's like all just for this cute guy. And it's a little strange.
Yeah, and then she like paints her toenails, gets a toe ring, you know, and then we see the shot of her toes, you know, kind of flirting their way,
feet flirting.
Feet flirting. It's Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about feet.
Well, I don't like feet.
Yeah, but it's just the creepiness of the massage therapist having, you know, vibing on their naked client.
It's just, I know. Yeah, because it's like we've all gotten massages, and that'd be weird if somebody was doing that. I only get massages from females, by the way. So I just don't.
If they were a man doing it to a woman, it would be, you know, we'd be fired and arrested probably.
Exactly.
So. It was just a little creepy. I thought it was weird for Phoebe to. I don't know. I just thought the whole thing was weird.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, I thought it was one thing. Mr. Simon, when Phoebe's boss walks in with the man, Mr. Simon, and catches Phoebe, that Mr. Simon is played by E.J. Callahan, and he also stars in another episode and in Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion with the Kudrow. Yeah.
So wait, was Romeo and Michelle before this episode? I wonder.
I don't know.
We'd have to look, but
let me see. 1997.
Yeah. Oh, same year.
Yeah. So let's see. It was released April 25th, 1997. So maybe they met there.
Yeah, they probably met when they were filming the movie. Yeah, and it's like, oh, come on, so, you know, come on to friends and stuff. Yeah.
Small world again. Small world. Oh, I didn't know this. Justin Theroux was in Rami and Michelle's High School Reunion.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I saw it when I was really young, and it just kind of like slipped my head because I didn't understand it. I have to watch it again, though.
Oh, it's cute. It's a cute movie. But she ends up losing her job after it, so because she ends up biting him, which is, I was just like, okay, it's a little...
The only part I really like about this real end is the end where she's applying for the new job and she's so honest about it. She goes, they thought I was a whore.
I thought that was funny. Did you guys see that phone number, the Healing Hands Massage Shop in the transition scene, in the cutaway shop, where they show kind of her job? So there's a phone number there. And online it says it's a working phone number for a place called Healing Hands Massage Shop on Lexington Avenue. But I tried Googling it, and I don't know if it's real. So I've been wanting to call that number.
Yeah, I was just saying, you're such an investigator.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you called it yet, but yeah.
I haven't called it yet, so I'll keep you guys posted.
Yes.
Call it now. We can call it now. It's 212.
Oh, my.
486-1122.
It's ringing. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I haven't done a crank call in years.
We're sorry. You have reached
a number that has been disconnected. Oh! If you feel you have
reached this recording in error, please try your call. Disconnected. Yes, and that was the thing, because I had Googled it and nothing came up with Lexington Avenue, Healing Hands Massage, and that phone number. So I was like, maybe COVID, you know, unfortunately put him out of business. I don't know. But the mystery remains.
Time we go to New York City, we'll have to get that address and see if it's.
I'm probably sure they probably had to change their phone number in October of 1997.
True. Very true.
Oh, goodness. That's funny.
Did you guys have any favorite lines?
I liked the whole chick and the duck. When Joey is talking to Trigger, you can't kick us out. Where would the chick and the duck live? And then they're like, what? You got pets? And no, that's what I call me and Joey. And then I'm the chick and he's the duck. And then he's like, oh, I thought I'd be the other way around.
Yeah, he says the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, he says, hey, chick. Hey, duck.
Yeah, I like the part where it was the line Jason mentioned it, but it was where Phoebe was, you know, talking about the interview that she had, and she goes, oh, they thought I was a whore. That was my favorite line.
Oh, Phoebe. Yeah, that was good. That was good. So in the next episode, Rachel and Ross try to make each other jealous, and then Phoebe catches a cold, and thinks she sings sexy with it. If you like this episode, please subscribe, give 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
And follow us on Friends with Friends podcast, and we'll be your friends.
Yay, friends forever.
Bye. Bye.